Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. We're having a great visit with Rich Galen. Mullings.com. Go there and check out his website and subscribe to his twice weekly cyber column, which is outstanding. It's right down the line, folks. It's honest and straightforward, and I think you'll like it. Rich, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the Democrats primarily and the travails of that process that both non-incumbent parties go through every time there's an election, and do you think the Democrats are generally happy with how things are going? Whoever the overarching people are who kind of, you know, oversee the whole thing, are they happy with how things are going with as you say, Sanders and Bloomberg emerging?
No, I don't think they are. I think they're embarrassed to death about the Iowa disaster.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was reading the papers last night. They're staring down the barrel of another caucus state, Nevada, this Saturday, and the campaigns are concerned that approximately the same thing is going to happen there. And again, you move right from Nevada right back east to South Carolina, and if you don't know who won, it's very hard to judge what's going on. In 2008, you remember that Rick Santorum won Iowa, but they didn't know he won Iowa
right
until after they finished counting for the 18th time.
That probably
after South Carolina, so he got zero.
That set him back. That hit, set his whole campaign back, didn't it?
Yeah, that's right. I don't think he would have been president anyway, but it certainly did cost him the glow of marching into
Same Nevada thing happened to Sanders too, didn't it? Or Buttigieg,
yeah.
One or the other.
One or the other, yeah, and they still can't tell. Oh, and the column I wrote about that week, because that was a big week of State of the Union. The Senate was voting on convicting Trump, and
yeah.
Iowa was going to happen. And I said, you know, the Iowa caucuses will be Monday night, but we may not know the answer till Wednesday. And I took it out and I put it back in, and I took it out because I didn't want to sound too snarky. And as it turned out, I could have said, we're never going to know the answer.
Right. Yeah. So do you think that is a foretelling? Will that hurt the Democrat brand with the electorate, you think, what happened in Iowa?
Well, I don't think it hurts the brand, but what it does do is it just sends the campaigns into such turmoil that the voters don't get a clear look at what the campaigns are trying to accomplish. And one of the things I did write, or I guess I tweeted, was, you know, for all the months that the candidates, the paid staff, and the volunteers spend in a place like Iowa, and boy, and you've been there, it is cold and crappy in the middle of winter, that they just deserve better. And I think the electorate deserves better because it's just the press corps deciding who won.
They lost the momentum, and it reminded me of what happened yesterday at Daytona. You know, everybody was all worked up. The president was there, and it was, gentlemen, start your engine. They hit the track, and then it rained.
And then
they started up again, and then it rained. And so now all that fanfare for the kickoff race for NASCAR ended yesterday, and today they're going to run the race again at 4 o'clock to about half the audience. That's kind of what happened in Iowa, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. That's a great simile. It's exactly the same thing. It cost NASCAR all of the exuberance.
Millions of dollars.
I
promise you. They're going to have to give back a bunch of money. So, all right, so last thoughts. We got about a minute. Where do you think the Democrats are going? As we stand here the 1st of August, what do you think will be the case?
Oh, I think it will be Mike Bloomberg standing on the stage and accepting the nomination. And then I'm out of the prediction business on general elections. I have no idea what happens from that point on. because you had two New Yorkers going at each other.
I think we can. I think we can say America's never seen anything like that. That 4 months though. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, that's true. And you know, if it was another country, we'd call it two oligarchs. Although Mike Bloomberg's pretty funny when somebody said, "If you're running against Trump, two billionaires, how's that going to look?" And he said, "Who's the other billionaire?"
Hey, Rich, thanks for being here. Good job today. Keep up the good work and come back soon.
Thank you, my friend.
Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. Mullings.com. Don't forget to check out his website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Before I go, I want to remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.